Auburn Opelika, like this morning, your news talk and information station. We do it each and every time there is some sort of local election. Try to have the candidates come by and visit with us, one of which that is on the docket as far as what we will see come November, November 5th. And again, reminder, we will have full coverage following Election Day, beginning here on News Talk WANI, starting at 7, and we will run until 10, give you as many and as much of the results as we possibly can before we go off the air at 10 p.m., one of which will be a local race for District Judge Chris Patton. Kind enough to join us as well this morning to talk a little bit about yourself. One, welcome, by the way.
Thank you, Ben.
Number two, we'll also go around, you know, around the room and find out like what district court's all about and all that kind of good stuff. So let's start with personal background and how you got into the field of law, and was it a calling? Did you feel the fire, or did you feel the calling to get into to law?
Well, that's a very interesting story. My parents, well, my dad anyway, was a military member, and there's probably no better, higher calling to service than being a military member. His parents were also in the military. My grandparents on my mom's side were all in the military. So service has always been something that's been instilled in our family from a very young age. With regards to becoming a lawyer, I knew that my degree is actually in psychology, and I knew that I wanted to help people. But therapy and going that route really wasn't for me because I'm a little bit feisty. And so we happen to have, I'm originally from Arkansas, and in Arkansas, there's only two law schools. And so I happened to get into Little Rock, which is a wonderful law school. They're very practically oriented, and I absolutely loved it. It was not what I expected going into it. Mm-hmm. It's very, very challenging, but it's extremely rewarding. Most of the people that I see in my practice are folks who are experiencing a problem that they cannot solve on their own. The law is very complex. It's not straightforward. It takes time. It's emotionally draining. And so that's why I'm a lawyer, is to guide people who are going through that process. And yes, it's absolutely wonderful.
Well, when you got done with law school, I mean, professionally, what happened after that? I mean, it's, you know, I tell everybody, all these people that are lawyers or dentists or anything, they go through law school, or they go through dental school, or they become a doctor, and then all of a sudden they open their practice and nobody tells them how to do that when they're in school.
Oh, yes. No, there's a few good men. There's a famous line that says, well, maybe you were sick the day they taught law in law school. Well, it's actually true. They don't teach you the law in law school. They teach you how to think like a lawyer. They don't really teach you, okay, whenever you go out to practice, here is how you actually file a complaint. Here is actually how you would approach a problem with the court and with your opposing counsel. Now, you have to understand that we're talking about when I went to law school, it was the dark and foggy days. We barely had laptops during that time.
Right.
Cell phones were still pretty new. So just understand that things may have changed by now. But getting out of law school, first I worked for the district attorney for the Pulaski County, so Little Rock, and did misdemeanors there. But after law school, really worked in private practice, personal injury, real estate, but really fell in love with family law. Frankly, I was running away as hard as I could from family law, trying not to practice it, and I landed in it and absolutely loved it, and especially with how the law affects and impacts children. And so basically for the past 21 years now, my focus has been families, how the law impacts families. I am currently a deputy attorney general for Alabama. I essentially handle all of the dependency cases that come into Lee County. Mm-hmm. So child abuse and neglect cases, that is my wheelhouse. I handle all of the paperwork that goes into filing a new case. I handle all of the emergency hearings that go into those cases. I handle the dependency actual trials where we're looking at saying, well, is this child in need of a different placement from their parents, or do their parents need to be over some oversight by the state. Mm-hmm. That's what I do, and I'm very passionate about that.
No, that's perfect. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. That is exactly what I want to hear. Hey, we need to talk about district court here and what it is, because I think a lot of people, I told you when we sat down, I did not know what it was. We know what a courtroom is. However, I think maybe television or some sort of movies and that kind of thing. You mentioned A Few Good Men probably doesn't allow people to know exactly what something like district court is. Let's take a break real quick. When we come back, we'll discuss that. We're talking with Chris Patton. We're talking about the election set to take place November 5th. Full election results will take place right here on News Talk WANI beginning at 7 and running until 10. Hopefully, we will have the numbers for this particular race by the time we basically hang up or turn off the mics that night. However, we'll still keep you posted the following morning if need be. Back with more in a moment. News Talk WANI. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We continue with Chris Patton as we're talking about the district court judge. And first off, I said it going into the break. What is district court?
Okay.
Like, if you had to give a synopsis of that.
Okay. So district court handles cases that are supposed to typically be quick and without juries. There's no jury trials at all in district court. They handle traffic tickets, misdemeanors, small claims, evictions, things that are called protection from abuse cases. That's what our district court handles. However, they also handle divorce and child custody. Mm-hmm. Divorce and child custody is supposed to be in family court, or it's supposed to be up in circuit court. Now, other district courts handle juvenile cases. They handle what I was talking about earlier with the dependency cases. They also handle delinquency cases. We do not like to criminalize children and children's behavior. So delinquency cases are when a child gets in trouble. They don't go to criminal court. They go to delinquency court, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. So those are the things that district court handles. Now, whenever I first moved here, again, I'm from Northwest Arkansas. Northwest Arkansas, at the time that I left in 2014, was about 500,000 people. Mm-hmm. In that court system, when you file a divorce case, you are generally expected to have your case from the time that the other side answered. You're expected to have your case ready to go in 4 months. Mm-hmm. So I moved here, filed my first case, ready to go, ready to go. Let's go, let's go. 4 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years. There's a pretty significant time that passes between the time that you start your case to the time that you might get into court. Mm-hmm. That particular time takes an emotional and financial tolls on families. And I didn't understand why we were having some struggles getting into court. It wasn't until I became an attorney for DHR and started doing the dependency cases that I realized that over in family court, I'm there daily on an emergency. We have daily emergencies where we have to be in front of a judge asking him for help with a family. Mm-hmm. Our system gets backed up because of that, because of how many emergencies we have. And so the divorces got pushed out to the other system, so got pushed out to district court. Mm-hmm. That in turn bogs them down. And so because my passion is family law, and is issues having to do with children, that's why I'm running. Because as a judge, I can handle a different type of caseload and get them going through more quickly, hopefully, and help the other judges out as well.
Well, you mentioned Northwest Arkansas and the difference between there and here. So why Auburn Opelika, Lee County?
So my husband and I moved here in 2014. He is the director of the RFID research lab over here at the old Bruno's building. The RFID lab started in Fayetteville. And when his boss, Dr. Bill Hardgrave, moved over here, became the dean of business college, we knew that we would be coming. It just was a matter of time. And so we moved here 2014. It was just my husband and I and two dogs, no kids. Everyone told us what a wonderful place it was to raise kids. And at that point, I'm in my mid-30s thinking, yeah, that time has passed me by, y'all. No, that's not us. Well, we drank the water. We immediately had Marvin, who's now 9, and we've later now also have Dottie, who's 6, and she's phenomenal. And yes, it is a wonderful place to raise kids. there is always something to do here that's either free or low cost for children and families. The community is so vibrant. The parks are amazing. It's just a great, great place to live. And so we've been very, very blessed here. The university has been very supportive of Justin and the lab, and so couldn't be happier with living in Auburn.
Chris Patton joining us as we're talking about the district court race, and don't forget to get out and vote on November 5th. We'll have full coverage on News Talk WANI beginning at 7 p.m. and running until 10 that night. We'll wrap things up with Chris momentarily. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. We continue with Chris Patton. We're talking about the district court judge seat that is going to be open, and you guys getting out and voting November 5th. We've kind of covered this a little bit, but, you know, why you're running for district court.
Okay, and so why I'm running for district court is that I believe I bring a unique perspective to that particular system. What I see in my daily practice is that children are being impacted by drug and drug use. One of the main things that we see is we see a pattern the parents have of having misdemeanors or domestic violence cases over in district court. And I believe that if we can help those people in that situation, we might be able to prevent them from having their kids taken away over in juvenile court. Even worse, one of the things that I'm trying very hard to bring awareness to is drug use. It used to be that DHR could get involved with the family if a parent tested positive for drugs. Our Alabama Court of Civil Appeal said, no, we think there's such a thing as a functional meth addict. You, DHR, need to prove that the parent's drug use has an impact on that child. So we have started drug testing children, and I'm here to tell you that we have children in our community that are testing positive for THC, methamphetamine, and cocaine. And so not only are those children being damaged by the drug use in the home, but the parents are also going to catch a felony charge for chemical endangerment. If we in district court can identify folks that are struggling with, you know, drug use, by whether they're picking up possession charges or other charges, and get them help and get them redirected quickly, maybe we can prevent some of the stuff that we're seeing on the other side. But the bottom line is we need to be protecting these kids, and we need to be helping these families get out of that before they find themselves in a much worse situation.
The reason this is a race and the reason that there is a vote on November 5th is because it is considered a partisan race. So let's talk about that and why it is a partisan race.
Well, this is just the way that we elect our judges in the state of Alabama. Other states elect them on a nonpartisan basis. We still have to run through a party to get on the ballot. The position itself is really largely nonpartisan. As a judge, you don't look at a person coming into court saying, are you a Democrat or a Republican, Libertarian? What are you? That does not happen. That does not happen whenever a person comes to an attorney's office. The attorney is not looking at them saying, are you a Democrat, Republican, or otherwise? One of my favorite judges, well, I have two favorite judges. One of them happens to be a Democrat, one happens to be a Republican. And it's the thing they both have in common is that they both listen to the evidence, apply the evidence to the law, and come out with a sensible conclusion. That's what is probably the most important thing in being a judge.
Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate you inviting me here, especially because I would have caught on fire without that invitation.
November 5th is when it is going to take place. We will have full coverage beginning at 7 p.m. that night, and we'll recap all the races, whether it be state, whether it be local, whether it be national. We'll have all of that coverage up until 10 o'clock here on News Talk WANI. Chris, best of luck, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station.